momentary, temporary. It's temporary, but it's not always going to be. So here's what I'd recommend you do. In fact, I'm just going to pray with you as if you were sitting right here across my coffee table. We're having coffee together, and you're just crying out, saying, man, I'll tell you, everything's in the pit. Everything is turned sour. Darren, everything's upside down. Well, here's probably what I'd say to you, and I am going to say it to you today. I'd probably say, I want to pray for you. And I might encourage you to take communion with me. And if you didn't take it, I'd pour it down your throat. I mean, I'd be rather aggressive with you and say, come on here, you know, sourpuss. We're going to change things in your life. Mm-hmm. And if you give me any space, here's what I'd pray. I'd say, Lord God, you're the creator of all. In Genesis 1, you created the world with your mouth. You took your ideas and spoke them into existence. And you ended part of that chapter by saying you were made in your image and likeness, and we're to go out and rule, subdue, and dominate the earth. And Father God, I say my friend here across the coffee table is going to rule, subdue, and dominate his circumstances with his mouth, speaking your scripture over his situation.
Thank you, Lord.
And Father God, I know you always hear your word. Now, Father God, since you're the father of creativity, you invented creativity, you brought it to us, let us become creative today. And Lord, we open up our hearts right now. In fact, even before we do that, we close our hearts to the loss. We turn our heads and we look away from it. Yes. We turn from the past and we look forward.
Yes.
Father God, all that's behind us now, and we're asking you to cut it off. Now, Lord God, you're the creator. You are the creator with creativity. And we're asking that since you're in our hearts and since we claim you as our Lord and Savior, that you would become the creator with creative ideas for us. Father God, I know that you got more creative ideas than we could possibly handle. So would you give us the ones that would apply to us today? And Lord, teach us to dream again. We've almost given up.
Yes.
Teach us to become dreamers and prophesiers. Let us prophesy good to our circumstances. And Lord, let us see the good that's coming in our future, to know that there's hope and that you're right there with us. We thank you, Father. You never intended us to stay down. Never. You always have a plan for us. So I thank you today. You're making it plain to us. And we declare that with you, Jesus, we are winners. We, that's you and me, we are winners. In the precious name of your son, Jesus, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. We have great victory today.
Amen.
Great
and if
victory.
They started talking loss, I'd pray some more. God bless you, great. Folks. You don't have to be losers, and you don't have to suffer and keep the loss.